6 o'clock newscast, and the weatherman mentioned snow. As soon as I heard that fall out of work, I was making my plans to go.
Snow is a four-letter word. We're going to learn more today about our snow season here in the Cascadia Zone. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. And snow is in the forecast again this weekend for parts of western Washington, but it's kind of iffy. How does it fit into your weekend forecast, Cliff?
Well, we also have another four-letter word to talk about, and that's wind. And that's about to start. Today is going to be a gorgeous day over all of western Washington. Temperatures are going to get up into the mid-50s, sunny. It's going to feel like spring again. It's just wonderful, but it's not going to last. Cold air is pushing into British Columbia and Alberta right now, and it's coming our way. And already, the difference in pressure between western Washington and the interior British Columbia is increasing. The winds are starting to increase and come out from the northeast into Bellingham. And so we are going to see, in some ways, a repeat of last weekend. And the question is the details. So today is going to be nice. And then tonight and tomorrow, cooler air is going to move in. The winds coming through the Fraser River Valley into Bellingham and over the San Juans is going to increase. And also, as cold air pushes into eastern Washington, some air is going to push over the Cascades, and the winds are going to really pick up at Enumclaw, North Bend, places like that in the foothills. So winds, first thing to talk about, and cooling as we get into Saturday. Now, Saturday is going to be, you know, a mainly cloudy day, not too much precipitation. But the big question after we get cooler is, will we have snow? And there are some issues there. Sunday, we will have a front approaching us, a warm front, just like last weekend. We will have cold air in place. The temperatures are on the edge for snow. And so it is possible that on Sunday and into Monday morning, there could be rain with snow or even snow over portions of western Washington. The probability of that increases as we go north towards Bellingham, just like last time. But if I look at the computer models literally right now, you know, just taking them exactly as they're saying, some of them are suggesting that there could be some light snow on Sunday before it turns to rain Monday morning. So it's something that's on the edge. We have to watch it, and people should keep that in mind.
So how does this fit into snow season overall in western Washington? When is it too late to get snow in the lowlands, typically?
Well, generally, to get snow of any depth, we have to be before March 10th. After March 10th, the probability of getting any significant snow in western Washington really declines to almost nothing. Now, we've gotten some half-inch and one-inch snowfalls even as late as April. But once you get past that first week in March, the big snow probabilities really drop. So this is probably our last chance at getting any kind of significant snow here in western Washington for the remainder of this season.
And so the snowpack in the mountains also peaks around that time?
Actually, later, the snowpack in the Cascades, which is higher and cooler, tends to peak late March, even sometimes early April. So we're not at the peak snowpack yet. That's approximately a month away from right now. But the snowpack has just gotten tremendously enhanced. I mean, we're up to around 100% in much of Washington State. And even in Oregon, they've gone from 25, 30% to 40 to 70%. So the snowpack situation is much, much better in the Northwest.
Good to hear. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can comment on our discussion and listen again at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.